settled kindly for. That's how the friends run their country. Two of your burlets will consider many such.
This is Greta Christina, and you are listening to Paradoxal Pterodactyl. Sure thing.
High five.
All right.
And then I'll let you drink your water.
And I like your shoes as well.
The pit.
If we could only learn this one great principle of life, to disagree without being disagreeable, we could avoid most of the very unhappy experiences that we have in dealing with people. This is especially true as people put on years. Too many people grow old, and with the growing old, grow more disagreeable. If we could only learn to grow in sweetness, in friendliness, in helpfulness, the passing years would not be so difficult.
I've seen Rome, I've seen Paris.
Yeah, you've been more places than me.
Yeah, I ain't never left the country.
I've been to Canada twice.
Ooh.
I'm going to Mexico in January.
Yeah? I bet the weed's better in Canada.
I did. I was there for research.
Oh, okay.
I couldn't do anything because I was with. First time I went to Canada, I went to Vancouver, and I did actually have the best pot I ever had. It was called Champagne, and my friend and I passed out after smoking a joint between the two of us, waiting in line to get into some bar. We passed out standing up, leaning against the wall, and people woke us up. And I was like, what the hell just happened?
Wow. So what were you researching in Canada?
Rocks.
What kind of rocks?
Mandarites.
What are mandarites?
They're two peroxene granites.
Really?
Yeah. Because that's what it is right now. You have clinoperoxene, you have orthoperoxene. Usually don't occur in the same rock, but in mandarites they're in the same rock. Really has nothing, it's not important at all. They're not useful. It's purely academic.
It was a good tie game.
It's important to figure out how these things come about.
Meh. I guess.
Well, you won't know if it's important unless you
figure it out. There's nothing important about them. They have a lot of potassium. But
you can get that from bananas.
Yeah. So, we need to eat rocks. Unless you're a chicken.
What?
So, we need to eat rocks unless you're a chicken.
Oh.
Come on, get the job done and sing the song and raise his hope for more. know what I do. You know what I do is I write. I write essays. I write criticism. I write music. I write plays. I write scripts. I write advertising. I sell. I write contracts.
Are you gonna write about the show?
No, it's not my gig. I'd love it if there was like somebody that, you know, would record everything for those really intense moments, those magical moments, that stuff can get captured, you know, that stuff can help keep reality alive. Yes. Like my flies?
Oh,
bing! Right. That's good. I'm actually, you know, the things I'm against personally is like, because I personally want like individual anonymity, I would never want anything great to ever be attributed to me. You know, I just think the cult of personality is stupid.
Yeah.
Everybody, I believe, has some genius and some stupidity in them. And everyone's a fuck, and everybody's a hero. And I've seen people be shits, and I've seen them be kings. There ain't no way really to say what's good and what's bad and all this other jive. It's because, you know, I've seen people be incredible, and then the next day they're assholes. So what do you know? So, you know, I don't like the cult of personality. I like creation. I like progress. I like growth. I like people becoming free of their past. Those are, you know, I want to spur people with the things that I do that people would call art. I hate the way the world is now. And so anything I could do to dishevel the where we're going, the most possible future, I hate that. So I want to fuck that up as much as possible. So whatever I can do to fuck it up, I'm interested in that. And it's not about destruction, it's about creating a world that has a place for me. Not one just for deadness. You know?
Yeah.
I want to live in a land of life.
Things you are in real life.